In Northwest news from KPLU, charges of racial discrimination are being aimed at a Sound Transit contractor. A group of African American laborers who worked on the light rail project at Husky Stadium are suing. They say they were demeaned and fired because of their race. More from KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle.
Leonard Rollins says he was looking forward to several years of work when he was hired by Trailer Brothers, a Sound Transit contractor, back in June of 2011. But his hopes were soon dashed.
I worked plenty of many jobs. I can't believe what I saw.
He says what he saw was an employer who treated blacks and whites differently. He says he was an apprentice, but denied appropriate training and relegated to menial tasks, unlike white employees in similar positions. In less than 2 weeks, Rollins was fired. Rashad Pearson says he was an experienced laborer who'd done other tunnel work, yet he was relegated to picking up cigarette butts and litter, then terminated after just 5 days. He cites his former boss's Nazi tattoo as evidence of blatant racism.
He's superintendent of a job inside the palm of his hand. He got a swastika tattoo, and I recognized this as he presented me my checks, and I was terminated.
All the men say the experience took an emotional toll. Reginald Wright says it made him feel very low.
I don't even do construction no more. That's how bad I got shook up. I don't even work construction no more.
The company, Trailer Brothers, and the joint venture it operated for the project categorically denies all charges of racism. The company claims any terminations were because the workers lacked skills, not because of the color of their skin. In 2012, there was a Sound Transit investigation that did show there were cases where race may have been a factor. Additionally, a federal Equal Employment Opportunity investigation indicated there was enough evidence to go forward with the lawsuit, which is what these men are now doing. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.